Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Adam Klug sitting in today for Mr. Scraby on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to Chris Johnson, Aztec cornerback, a star on the field, and I'd say a star on the radio. Good having him on. Aztecs take on San Jose State this weekend. Final home game of the season. I know that one of the things they're doing at Snapdragon, they're rolling back prices on the concessions. You can get like cheap hot dogs and sodas and fun stuff like that.
I wasn't quite listening to what that last part was.
Just talking a little bit about the promotions for the Aztec San Jose State football game. Also wanted to mention, you know, we did the
That's the same promotion that they were running last week, right? When all the rain kind of came through and
Were they doing the cheaper prices on hot dogs and sodas?
I don't know
last
if it was hot dogs, but they were definitely running some deals to try to get folks in the building.
Go to the game, people. Come on. Help these kids out, man. They deserve your support. If you're upset with something else, fine. But these kids, they're playing a great season for you. Also, wanted to mention, we talked about Aztec basketball. They got the UNLV or the Las Vegas tournament next for them Monday. They'll take on Michigan coming off the loss last night, unexpectedly, to Troy. Also next week, Tony, people need to know about this. It's the third year the Radies Invitational's in town. So if you're a college basketball fan, now the Aztecs are out. They're in Las Vegas. But, you know, Florida's coming here.
Yep.
Next week.
It's a top 10 team.
I think TCU's one of the four teams. So the tournament is at UCSD, which is, I say one thing that's really nice about going to a game at USD, you're right there. You know what I mean? Yep. Like it's this little small RE/MAC arena. You can sit really close. They got Florida, Wisconsin, Providence, and TCU. Starts next Thursday, also Friday at, did I say UCSD?
You said UCSD.
It's USD, according to our friend Rick Schloss.
Okay.
USD.
USD.
Says. I think it was at UCSD.
Is that the Jenny Craig Pavilion, right?
USD's Jenny Craig. UCSD is RE/MAC, and San Diego State is
Viejas.
All right, now that we got that settled.
Boom.
4:03, we have Jesse Agler coming up. Talk a little bit more about the life and times of our friend Randy Jones, the Padres' first Cy Young Award winner, passed away at the age of 75. And we're talking about that throughout the show today. And Jesse will share some of his memories, and he'll be on in a little bit. But right now, it's time to play some Chris versus the Fans. If you win today, you qualify for a shot at the grand prize. All I need to do is get to the right page.
You shuffling pages.
I know.
You had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I qualify for a chance to win a trip for two to see Sammy Hagar in Las Vegas. You'd also get two tickets to the March 20th show and a two-night stay at Park MGM, plus a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returning to Las Vegas with his Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from his Van Halen days. Also, Sammy's solo hits and more. Only in Las Vegas. It'll be March 11th through 21st. Also, coming back September 18th through 26th, Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com or win them and go see Sammy on March 20th. Adam Klug going to take the reins today. Explain, do you have the rules handy, Adam? I know you like to do this official stuff.
Oh, I love to do this official
stuff. Yes, I know, you do.
Adam, are you going to do the questions too?
I wasn't planning on it, but okay. I can't. I've got the questions in front of me, so I know the answer.
I got the questions, so okay. Good. Yeah.
Tony's got this. All right. Do you want to do the rules?
You just give me the contestant, and then you give me the rules as well.
Yeah, Adam does the rules.
All right.
Tony, it's not in Tony's
deal. The game is three rounds. Each round gets progressively more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on to the next round. If you get it wrong, Chris gets a chance to answer it. If he gets it right, you're out. We go to the next caller. If he gets it wrong, you go to the next round.
Very good. And if you're first time...
Playa!
The hazing made me do it by myself?
No. It was the rhythm of it was off, so I wasn't ready.
We were a little off.
Yeah.
Do we want to try it again?
Sure. No, okay, maybe not.
I'm not in the mood.
Okay. Neither did I. I didn't want to do it again.
All right, who's our first contestant?
Let's go with Neil in San Carlos.
Hello, Neil. How are you, my friend?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi,
doing
Neil.
Great, thank you.
Here we go. First question. Which NBA team entered today with only one loss on the season?
Oh, man, I know nothing about the NBA.
That makes two of you when Scravy's here.
I will say OKC.
Hey, you nailed
great
it.
Great guess. Great
you got it.
Guess. On
you're,
to question
you're
number
good,
two.
Neil. You moved on.
Let's try a different sport then. What NFL QB has been sacked the most times so far this season?
I'm going to say Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. That is incorrect.
No good, huh?
That is incorrect. Mr. Ello.
Yes, thank you. Don't keep track of how many times guys get sacked. Keep track of how many sacks my defense doesn't get each week. Fantasy sports. It's been sacked the most. How about Tua? I don't know.
Both are wrong.
Ah, that's good news for you, Neil. You move
Neil,
on.
You move on to the round three. The answer, Cam Ward.
Oh, should have known. The young guys always take a beating.
They take a beating.
Yeah, young
when
guys.
When you get drafted first round or first pick,
that means you're going
to
take
a beating. Yes,
yeah.
This is how
can
it
I
used
just
to
give
go.
Neil some credit for actually venturing a guess when he clearly didn't know it, rather than just doing the "I'm not going to give Chris a wrong answer"?
What's wrong with that? That is a, no, we that like is strategy. A strategy.
I'm crediting Neil for taking a stab.
Neil,
at
hey,
it.
Listen, I appreciate you stepping on the ledge. It might not have been the best strategy. It worked out for your favor.
Worked
this
out
time.
Nicely.
Here we go. Question number three.
For the win.
Currently, only two cities have already hosted the Summer Olympics. Three times.
Oh, goodness.
Which two cities?
I will say Los Angeles and Paris.
What was the second one?
Paris.
Los Angeles and Paris.
I think he got one, because I'm pretty sure Paris is correct. But the second one is not yet L.A. I believe L.A.'s got a third one coming up soon. But who else has done it three times besides Paris? London? Oh! Wow. Bad luck for you, Neil. That was a pretty big guess there.
That is a reason why you don't guess. Because he got the one, and not to say that you would have.
I think
got
I would have had.
Because you would have got
but
it.
But London
anyway.
Was the one I really wasn't sure. So.
London, and he nailed it.
Sorry
all right.
about
so
that.
So we'll have
bad
to go to another
you,
contestant.
Neil. Yeah.
Should we try our biggest fan, Rod in San Diego?
Hey, Rod is a big fan winner of previous times.
Rob, how are
well
you,
said, I think.
Here we go. First question. Rob, what Padre won a platinum glove in 2025?
Well, I know the answer to that, but let me get my shout outs out of the way. Fernando Tatis, by the way. Shout out to the chat fam and much love to the 97.3.
Hold on. Can we turn the music down in the background here? First of all, he got it right. Rob got it right. Give it your shout out again so everybody can hear it this time.
Shout out to the chat fam on the YouTube and much love to all of you at the 97.3 station.
We appreciate you, Rob. Chat, I hope you show Rob some love. He just showed y'all some love. Oh, my gosh. See, we got to learn the sign language that Adam gives when
we
he's
don't have sign language
he's,
yet.
He's giving sign language.
We still don't know Scrabies. Don't know Adams for sure.
All right, let's go to the next round. Rob, what QB is reportedly starting for the Jets in their next game?
Joe Namath is coming back.
They wish.
I was going to say Johnny Unitas, but you took that one for
right,
me.
There you go, yeah.
I'm going to post this and give that one. And Tony, by the way, it's Rod, dog, Rod. I'm going to say... Pass to Mr. Ello. Go ahead.
Passing,
Chris.
Huh? Oh, boy. Terod Taylor, I believe, is the answer. Sorry, Rod. Always good talking to you, man. You are the guy, though. We appreciate you a lot, Rod. Thank you so much, man.
My bad, Rod. I thought I was saying Rod, but apparently.
I think you were, but
apparently
he
thought I was hearing Rod.
My bad.
You know, my fault. Anyway, next contestant.
Next time he's on, I want to hear
Rod.
Yeah.
I'll go with that next time.
Yeah.
My bad. Let's go to David in La Jolla.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
It's very going good. Well, my friend. Here we go.
Hang on one second. Scravy screwed me out of my first question last time around, so do I get the first one for free or not?
That's right.
Oh, I remember this. I don't remember all the particulars, but I know Scrooby messed up somehow.
We'll move you to question
move
number two.
To number two.
Here we go.
Sure.
All right, Dave, what city did MLB remove the All-Star game from in 2021?
2021, tough. Tough. That's
I'm going to say
Miami.
Miami. I think it was Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Ooh, I missed it.
It was the ATL.
It was. Yes. I don't remember what happened.
They got it back the very next year. I can't remember. What was
there
it
was too? Some law there
was
something.
Voting rights.
Oh, that's what
laws.
It was. Voting rights.
It wasn't
laws.
Phoenix.
No.
Maybe they moved it to Phoenix.
No, they think they did it.
I don't know.
It might have been.
That's good for you, though.
Didn't they move the Major League Baseball All-Star game out of Atlanta that year, too?
That was
the question, actually. So.
Oh, I thought you said. I thought you said soccer. Sorry.
Oh. Either way, you're in the next round.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number three.
Scravy's not the only one who can screw up. I can do it too. So.
That's true.
Oh, an Indianapolis reporter uncovered Deflategate after the Colts lost to the Patriots in what game?
AFC Championship game.
Ourselves a winner.
Yeah,
nice job.
Good. That was Dave, the AFC title game. I think it was 49-7 too. Wasn't even close.
It's funny.
He didn't need to deflate at all. They won by 40 points.
It's funny that that it came down to a reporter out of Indianapolis that had to go down and do the detective work on
yes.
the footballs and didn't make a report on it.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, nice job. Adam Klug will get your information on the other side. We're going to get to break. When we come back, Jesse Agler, my partner, joins us to talk a little Randy Jones, as well as some Padres. Here on Padres Radio Network. No, not Padres Radio Network. Gwen and Chris, sorry.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
421 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Adam Klug sitting in for a Mr. Matt Scraby. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan Hotline. Join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Let's bring on my partner, Jesse Agler. Jesse, how are you, my friend? It's been a tough day for Padre fans as we mourn Randy Jones. How's your day going?
Yeah, going okay, T, thanks. And good to be with you. And yeah, that's not the kind of news you like to wake up to, obviously. And sad day. You know, I got to know Randy before I got to know you. You know, when I first got to San Diego in 2014, he was one of the first people I got to know. He was a huge part of the Social Hour show we did back in the day. And I learned a lot about the Padres and the history of the Padres and sort of the zeitgeist here in San Diego from Randy, who's a proud Powegian. Guy has made his home here for a lot of years, helped me really understand, I think, the fan base and the team and the history, and then obviously baseball. And on top of all of that, just an all-time character in the best way possible. And, you know, this isn't maybe fair or something I should, like, cop to, but, I sometimes judge baseball players by, like, how well they would fit into a baseball movie, you know, and it's like you love the ones who would fit in seamlessly into a baseball movie. Randy Jones would fit beautifully into a good baseball movie with that personality, with that character, and with the way he loved to talk about the game. So I loved the man. He was wonderful to me. And look, from like a Padres historical perspective, he was the first star that the Padres franchise ever had. I'm sure you guys have talked about. So it's a big loss. There's no question.
Yeah, you hit it. I mean, if you did the movie, central casting, they would spit out Randy Jones. So he'd come walking in and go, yeah, I'm your baseball player. And that would be it. You know, the thing is, Jesse, you grew up on the East Coast. And I mean, I know the Padres, I don't know how much the word gets around, but you talked about it there. He was the first star we had. Because there was no Padres before Randy Jones was here. I mean, I know they had a team for 5 years, but nobody heard much about it. When were you able to first kind of made aware of what Randy Jones had done, you know, as a Padre? Was it when you got out here, or did that transcend even that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I knew the name because he was a Cy Young Award winner. Yeah. And, you know, I was the kind of kid who grew up, and I knew the names of the Cy Young Award winners. Because I was that kind of lunatic. But, like, you know, I didn't really have an appreciation for what he meant to the Padres until I got out here. And Bill Center, who, you know, I also worked with on that show, you know, made sure in a way that only Bill can that I understood Randy's import. to the Padres, you know, and is like, hey, you make sure, you know, you're respectful of this guy, because as you just said, before Randy came along, you know, the Padre roster was just, you know, filled with, you know, a bunch of guys that, you know, just kind of floated in and out. He was the first anchor that this team had from a marketing standpoint. And boy, was he fun to watch pitch. I mean, you go back and you watch some of the clips, and they're hard to find, some of them, obviously. But, like, just as he liked to say, and I'm not going to do the impression as much as I really, really want to, but I'm not going to do the impression. And I have a decent RJ, but I'm not going to do it now. But it was like, you know, his whole line about, you know, just being a sinker baller and throwing strikes. And he's, you know, he always used to say, hitters are dumb. You just throw the ball right over the middle. They're going to get themselves out 8 out of 10 times. And it was like, that was just so perfect. And like, I loved talking pitching with him. And I guess I did the impression, but you know, he was a guy who won a Cy Young Award. He started an All-Star game the year after he got a save in the All-Star game. I still think no one's ever done that except for him. You know, I mean, that was somebody that the Padre fans were able to rally around in, you know, the mid-70s when, again, there really wasn't much else to rally around. And then, you know, thankfully, a few years later, you know, Tony, your dad comes onto the scene and, you know, Nettles and Goose and that first great Padre team kind of takes off. But, yeah, Randy was the reason to care about the Padres for a couple of years there when there weren't a whole lot of reasons at all.
Jesse Agler joins us here, voice of the Padres. And Jesse, you know, in our job, we get a chance to kind of mingle with a lot of different people. Often, you and I will go down to the field, and RJ's down there with a family that he's brought in as a part of his foundation. And he never misses an opportunity to make sure he comes and grabs you. Like, hey, come say hello to this young man or this family. He truly cared about the people that he was around, and it seemed like he was always looking to be of help somewhere.
He put, you know, real roots down here. He's an Orange County guy, so it's not hard, but, you know, he put real roots down here. And I think, you know, many, many decades ago, he understood, you know, the military community in San Diego, yeah, what life was like for so many of those folks. And so he dedicated endless hours, most of which, you know, I'm sure went unseen to most of us, you know, trying to just make life a little bit more fun or easier for military families here in San Diego. And yes, we would see him down on the field, and he'd literally grab you by the collar and just, you know, bring you over. It was like, we're always happy to do it. We're never going to say no, but he didn't even bother asking the question. It was Junior, yep, Jesse, come here. You know, that whole thing.
That was good. And, right, that sounded like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a little more into it the second time.
Yeah, that was, you know, good.
I kind of half-assed it the first time. You know, he cared so much about this franchise and this community, and the people who inhabit it, and he gave endless amounts of himself to all of it.
Jesse Agler, of course, is with us, voice of the Padres, talking a little bit about the life and times of Randy Jones. One of the things I know you would have appreciated, Jesse, had you been the broadcaster back when Randy was pitching, was that the games only took about 20 minutes. That's another part of his legacy. This guy used to go out there, and he, you know, he didn't strike anyone out, so ball were put in play, and you were out of there in an hour and 45 minutes and, you know, could go do something
else after
the game. Get out of there. So he must have been well-loved by the broadcasting crew and everybody in those days.
There's no doubt. What was the famous game where he and Jim Cobb went head-to-head, right? And I think it was like an hour 28 or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, it goes back to his whole philosophy of pitching. As he would say, and again, this is Randy's words, not mine, hitters are dumb, and they're going to get themselves out, so just let them hit the ball. You know, it drove him crazy when guys would nibble and not throw strikes and, right, you know, kind of, you know, not just be on the attack on the mound. And look, he understood the arithmetic. The reality is that, you know, he's right. I mean, not that you want to throw meatballs every time, but, you know, he made you think about it in a way that maybe you didn't think about it previously.
Jesse, let you out of here on this last one. I mean, you know, in current Padre news, you know, we've hired a new manager. We haven't talked to you since then, but Padre's going with Craig Stammen. Just give us a quick thought before we let you get out of here of Stam. I know you've been around him as much as I have.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously a tremendous guy, and a guy who had, most importantly, I think, tremendous respect in that clubhouse. I'm sure we talked about it on the air at the time, Tony, but like, as you guys know, it's not normal that a middle reliever would have like tremendous clubhouse clout.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
That's not a thing that happens in baseball. Like a closer of a Trevor Hoffman sort of pedigree, maybe, right? A Hall of Fame type guy. A starting pitcher, certainly among the other pitchers, sure. You know, an all-star third baseman, absolutely. But very rarely is like your sixth, seventh inning guy able to stand up in the middle of the clubhouse and kind of have this sort of audience that Craig had when he was pitching. And that probably tells you everything you need to know about him and how he kind of comports himself and how he sort of has that respect of the guys in that room. He's also somebody who understands the game, I think, really in a very deep way. I loved what he said in the press conference about, you know, as somebody who might come in to have to pitch in the second inning if the starter was getting knocked around, or who might be asked to come in the eighth inning. He was like always on alert out in the
right,
bullpen.
Right.
And so he became very attuned to sort of, you know, how pitching changes work and the strategies that go with that, which obviously will serve him well as a manager. But look, more than anything else, he's a leader of men, and that's the most important job of a big league manager these days.
What is Jesse doing now? We peel back the veneer. Do you get to rest the whole off season? I'm joking, of course. What are you up
he's
to?
He's definitely not resting.
I know.
Tell you that.
I know.
So my son had a doctor's appointment today. Jonah, we're in the car together. You want to say hi?
Okay.
Hi.
That's Jonah. And so we are currently meandering our way from an appointment down at Rady's back up to San Marcos at rush hour. Ooh. So we are pulled off currently in the parking lot at the Sabre Springs MTS Center, just so we had a chance to talk and not drive while we're talking, of course. So, just a lot of family stuff catching up. We're taking a trip tomorrow to go visit my sister. And, that's kind of it. We do holidays, have, like, you know, a normal life for a couple of months before it ramps back up.
Yeah, he doesn't have very much time. It's already
like 50
December
days away.
Here, so.
I know. Crazy.
Jesse, enjoy your trip, my friend.
Thanks,
Thank
Jesse.
You for coming on, man.
Always good to chat with you guys.
Appreciate
anytime.
You.
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres there, giving us his thoughts on RJ and Padres' new manager, Craig Stammen. All right, let's roll away. Let's get to break. On the other side, it is Adam Klug's Big Five Day. Can't wait to get into it. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Hi, thanks to Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres. Talking more about the life and times of Randy Jones, who passed away at the age of 75. Appreciate you all being out there today. Hasn't been the easiest of shows, but I think it's good all being together here and talking a little baseball and talking a little Randy. You know, the famous game that Jesse mention against Jim Cott and the Phillies actually happened in the 1977 season. It was the year after his Cy Young, early in the year, and Padres beat the Phillies. Final score was actually 4-1, Tony. 1 hour and 29 minutes. Can you believe
it? Sweet music.
1:29.
Are you kidding me?
You'd be home at What, 6:30? Be home at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 129, 6:40 game. Yeah. Yeah, 9 o'clock. Nine, you'd be
8:10.
You'd be
no,
getting
8:10.
Out, you'd be getting out at 8:10. Yeah.
8:10.
Wow.
Randy had one walk, one strikeout in that game. That was a lot for him. He actually pitched a 10-inning game once against the Giants, complete game, and in that 10 innings had no strikeouts and no walks.
Hey, put it in play.
Everybody put the ball in
put
play.
Put it in play.
Yeah. All right, let's check a little traffic, put that into play, and then go to Adam Klug sitting in with today's Big Five, and he's usually really good at these.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, you're sorry, do you need an introduction? Adam Klug, ladies and gentlemen, for like, today's Big Five.
Where is he at? Is he? Did he leave the building?
Just saying hello.
Hi, hey, Adam.
Hello.
We're going to start with number five, correct?
That's how number five.
That's right. Yes, very good.
That's how we
yes.
do things around here. It was announced earlier today that tennis legend Roger Federer will be inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. He was voted in his first year of eligibility. Federer is third on the all-time men's Grand Slams leaderboard with 20, behind only Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal. Chris,
yeah.
tennis expert.
Yeah, thank you.
Where does Roger Federer rank all-time among the men's tennis players?
Yeah, it's hard to put him ahead of Djokovic now, because Djokovic is up to 24. But if you had a tournament and put Federer as the number one seed, I don't think a lot of people could really argue it. That's how, and you know, great he was, I thought. But it's probably going to... The numbers are just... Pure numbers are going to put him behind Djokovic. Nadal also had a better record against Federer head-to-head. So there's that. It's interesting, though, because those are the three best of all time, and they all played at the same era.
I think Nadal and Djokovic caught Federer at the back end of his prime.
Maybe a little bit.
I think... If you put Federer in his prime and all of them in their
you
prime,
might be right,
I think I'm giving it to Federer.
That's a really good point.
And I wasn't a fan of his at first, but over time watching him, even as he started to, you could tell he was kind of getting to the back end of that prime, he was still so good.
And he was so smooth and so classic.
Yeah,
out
man.
There.
Like I grew an appreciation for Roger Federer.
He did not look like he was putting a lot of effort into
no.
it, where everybody else was struggling to look
Nadal
as good as they were.
Nadal looks like he's dripping, yeah. like squeezing every ounce of what he got out there.
Yeah.
And I think it comes a little easier for Djokovic, but I still thought when Federer was in his prime, those guys hadn't got to theirs yet.
And he owned the most important tournament, right, in Wimbledon.
Yeah,
he won
did.
That every time.
Every time.
Yeah, he's right there. Like I said, if you put him first seed, you wouldn't be wrong.
No.
Number four.
Joe Burrow suffered a toe injury in week 2 against Jacksonville and hasn't played since. He returned to practice in a limited capacity last week, with reports saying he would be able to return to the field in 2 weeks and maybe next week. But Burrow practiced in full today, and Adam Schefter reported that the team isn't ruling out a potential return this Sunday. The Bengals are currently 3-7. Tony, does bringing back their franchise quarterback make sense to you in a potentially lost season?
No, but he's playing. He practiced in full today?
Yeah.
Oh, he's playing.
There's
no doubt. And you, yeah, this week. I think he's going to play this week. And, you know, it goes to show you, like, when you have leaders like Burrow and they disappear. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase acting out of character. He's spitting on people. I mean, everybody is just kind of... Things are falling apart around the Bengals when their dude is.
What are you talking about? He didn't spit on him. He says he didn't.
Okay. Unfortunately for Ja'Marr, we got about 1,000 cameras.
It'd be easy to believe him if we didn't just see the spittle coming out of his mouth.
The loogie coming out of his mouth.
We have eyes.
Yeah, yeah. But I think he's going to play. I think it's a mistake. I shouldn't say that. It's not the safest way to go about it, considering it's you're already 3-8, 3-7, whatever it is, and it's very unlikely that you're going to catch anybody. AFC is already, I mean, the Chiefs are at the bottom. You're not catching them. You're not. And so I think it's silly, but they're going to do it. And, you know, I'm never going to be mad at a dude for wanting to go out and compete.
I just think, yeah, I don't know exactly if he'll play or not. I just think Joe Burrow should be a candidate for MVP every single year. Because it's pretty clear to me that when he's on the team, the Bengals are one of the best in all of football. And when he's not on the team, they're one of the worst in all of football. So is anybody more valuable than that? I mean, right? Where have they been since when he's hurt? They're terrible.
Joe Burrow is NFL owner's, like, dream. Like, it keeps you covered from having to be really good at your job in terms of putting talent out there. Enough talent to win. Got enough offensive talent, but clearly the defensive side has been left unaddressed.
True that.
Number three.
The Colorado Buffaloes are 3-7, and in his third year, Coach Prime insists he's still the right man for the job, saying, quote, "You've got the right man. I'm going to prove that to you. Just give me an opportunity and a little more time," end quote. The contract extension that Colorado gave him says he'll stay long-term after signing through 2029, which makes a quick change expensive. However, Sanders has faced health issues this year, and athletic director Rick George is leaving. Meanwhile, in Austin, Texas Longhorns coach Steve Sarkisian shot down reports he was ready to bolt the Lone Star State, saying those reports are absolutely untrue and he isn't going anywhere. Chris,
yes.
Toss up. Which toss coach up. Will be there longer at their current school? Coach Prime or Coach Sark?
First of all, I appreciate the Dick Enberg reference to the great game show Sports Challenge, which I tried to introduce you and Scraby to many years. There's videos of it. But at the beginning, they would ask a question of both teams. Whoever buzzed in first got the control. But Dick Enberg called it the toss-up question. Mm. So thank you, Adam.
Did you know you were doing that?
No, I was absolutely taking it from PTI.
I think Dion will be there longer.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give him a shot. He's already done something for that school. So you got to give him another year or two to get it right now. I think, you know, they'll give him that chance. I don't believe Sark. I think Sark can't wait to go to the next thing. He just seems like that kind of guy to me.
Tony, what do you think?
Okay, let me focus on the question.
Who will be at their current school longer?
I think it would be Dion. I think Dion got to start with a school that had nothing. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they won one game before he was there.
And he's going to duplicate year.
And then he pretty much, like, flipped that on its head the following year and then improved on it the second year. So I think he's going to be given the opportunity. I think possibly the thing that could come out of the LSU situation what's my man just signed with Virginia Tech that you can't stand?
Franklin.
James Franklin, right? Yeah. I think the thing that could come out of that is teams maybe realize that they're going to have to be a little bit more patient. Or you're going to end up with these huge buyouts that are costing people their jobs.
What if LSU hires another big-name coach and they do poorly after 2 years? Are you going to have two buyout guys on the payroll?
I think at this point, you're going to have to stick with these guys a little bit longer. These payouts are costing you more than it is to keep them for just another year before, you know, you can maybe move on. I don't know. I think Dion's definitely going to be there longer than Sark. I don't necessarily think Sark's going to go nowhere. I don't know if he can go nowhere. Where do you go from Texas?
And where do you go?
What's the next step up from Texas?
Well, also, does anybody think he's a good coach?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Why is he a coveted candidate? He's underachieved. They were the preseason number one team in the country.
But that's not his fault. We said that.
It's
not his fault that they gave him the number one ranked team.
Oh.
Why did they give him number one rank? Because Manning was on there? There's nothing. You lose a quarterback and you put a guy who hasn't started in there, you're going to be the number one team in the nation? I don't think that part was his fault. I do think they're underachieving.
Right, that's what I was saying.
But in terms of, that didn't help his case, them putting them number one when they probably shouldn't have been number one.
Number two.
Giants running back Cam Scadaboo is out for the season after suffering a gruesome leg injury. He sat front row earlier this week at a WWE event at Madison Square Garden, and he was written into the script getting into a spat with wrestler Dominic Mysterio.
What script?
Sure his name.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
There's no script. Huh?
Stop it.
They got into a stare down, and Scatterboo got shoved, and he shoved Mysterio back. A little physical altercation. He's catching a lot of heat from the New York media for doing this while rehabbing from a pretty gruesome injury. Tony, you have any issue with what Scatterboo did?
I don't understand some of the young folks' decision these days. I mean, we saw your leg mangled, basically. Right. And we know that you're on a scooter. And I know it's scripted, and I know these wrestlers are professionals.
He got shoved in the chest.
I saw it. He got shoved pretty good. And I just imagine on a roller, like, that ain't like the easiest thing. I'm glad he's all right and nothing happened, but I'm just sorry. You got to know where you are. In a place like New York, I'm glad you didn't get hurt. But even though you didn't get hurt, look how much you're in the media now. And now people are going to question whether you care. All these things that are unnecessarily like shots you're taking for no reason. I get it. You could show up to the WD. You could probably hang out backstage. No one would ever know. But you want to be a part of the show. I just think that I don't see anything wrong with it, but I think you're opening yourself up for the criticism that's completely unnecessary.
Chris, where do you stand?
I don't understand why there's a problem here. After all, MLS players go and play real games for their country and get hurt in between the first and second round of the MLS Cup playoffs. What's going on with that? Yeah, Scatterboo is just entertaining the folks. No, you're right, Tony. I mean, that's an easy one. Of course he shouldn't have done this.
I'm surprised the Giants didn't get in on this and say, what are you doing? I agree with Chris that it's in a micro, it's not that big a deal. But, like, in New York, like, the biggest media market ever, you're on, like, it's not like you went to, like, Broadway show or you got a... It was like you're in the middle of a WWE thing. Everybody's
on
watching.
On national TV.
Right. I don't know.
Tony's worked up on it.
We wonder why they have to put them
defending these guys most of the time. Well, like, I want them to have their freedom, but you got to be like kind of smart about how you move.
This is why they put into a contract no skiing, no this, no that. They got to now put in no WWE wrestling because these guys are idiots. They'll go do it.
Number one.
Reports have swirled that the Mavericks will trade Anthony Davis in the wake of GM Nico Harrison's firing. Davis was the key piece Dallas received in return for Luka Doncic last year. But Mark Cuban, who is now back advising the Mavs...
Oh, they want him back now.
He told The Athletic that the team will not trade Davis because they're trying to win right now.
Yeah.
Dallas is currently 4-11. Chris?
Yes?
Do you think the Mavericks should trade the unibrow?
I'm not 100% sure. Where's Kyrie? Is he out?
He's out until about midseason.
They say
he's ahead of schedule, big time.
I still think a team with Kyrie and AD and, you know, with Flag coming along, I think they have enough there.
Yeah.
They believe in Jason Kidd. Obviously, they're going to fall out here, and, you know, it'll be hard to climb back, but they could still get there. So, no, I would not yet trade Anthony Davis. But I'm glad you brought up the name Mark Cuban because I read this today. I was surprised. They're honestly saying that they brought Mark Cuban back into the fold to help get Nico Harrison out. Wow. So Cuban is like the guy that is like kind of doing everything again.
Sorry, too late.
Yeah, well, maybe that could be true.
Luka's a Laker.
Right, that's true,
too late.
Too.
No love lost over here from Tony.
No, Tony loves this.
Listen, I think it's a great idea for this new ownership to bring Mark Cuban back. He had a ton of success when he was there.
He's also not the GM, right?
No, I don't think. I think he's advising, is what he is.
Well, he still owns 27% of the team.
I hate the idea that either you're tanking. If you're not winning, you're tanking. I hate that idea. Like, you can still try to put together a good season.
Preach.
And that's where we are in sports now, it feels like. Either you are winning or you're tanking. There's no middle ground.
And you decide after 15 games what you're going to do.
100%. And I hate it. I hate it for real sports fans that, you know, want to believe in a team and could possibly see a team get better over the course of the season and make a run.
I know as a Bulls fan, They've been in the mediocre spot, right? The 9 or 10 for the last 3 straight years. And everybody says it's bad. I still don't want them to lose on purpose as a fan. I want them to try to win the games.
At least if your organization has been in the middle ground like for a long... I understand and say, you know what? We're tanking. We're going to try something different.
that's not
either win or tank. Win or tank. Like, spend some time in the middle ground. See if you can make a jump from the mid spot. I don't know.
Maybe
it's wishful thinking.
It is, but I like wishful thinking.
It is.
All right, we'll do a little happy hour coming up. Another hour to roll on a not the world's happiest day, but we'll make it work. Stick with us till 6, Gwen and Chris.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.